Hello, friends. You're listening to our Mission Path. I'm Timothy Downing. Today, Quito celebrates its birthday. According to tradition, the city was founded on December 6, 1534. Earlier that year, on August 28th, Diego Almagro founded a town near what is now Riobamba, and he named it Santiago de Quito. Now, at that time, there was war raging all around. That city was destroyed as the Inca Empire and the conquistadors fought for control over Ecuador. Later that year, as the Incas were defeated, the town was refounded on the slopes of the Pichincha volcano, and it was named San Francisco de Quito. Originally, there were about 200 inhabitants, and when the city was founded, it was founded on the charred remains of the area. As the Incas retreated, they burned everything to make sure that the Spanish had nothing but ashes to rebuild on. As the city of Quito grew, there was an eruption of the volcano Pichincha, and as it erupted, the ash flow went right over the city because of where it was geographically located. It was considered a miracle at the time. Today, the city has grown to a sprawling metropolis with over 3 million people in it. If the volcano Pichincha were to erupt today, there would be hundreds of thousands of people directly affected by the eruption. One of our favorite views of Quito is actually from atop Mount Pichincha. You can take the teleférico, which is a gondola, up the slopes of Pichincha to a place where you can overlook the city. As the city unfolds before you, you can see why God would call people to minister into this significant city. Hundreds of thousands, millions of people needing to know Jesus Christ. Our birthday wish for Quito today is that the gospel would go forth, that would shine brightly, and that would attract as many people as whomsoever will believe in Jesus Christ so that they will be saved. Friends, my family and I serve Jesus Christ in Ecuador, where we share the gospel, so that whomsoever will be saved. We produce this podcast, and we put it on our website, ourmissionpath.com, but you can also find it at Apple iTunes. If you would, please follow us on Apple. Also, give us a 5-star rating. That way, other people will be able to find what you have found. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you for joining us along our Mission Path.